This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Michael, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day out
there. It's a gorgeous day, and if you're wondering where's the news, we actually gave the news readers an Easter off, give people a chance to recharge a little bit. So all the news readers who work really hard bringing you the news, I hope you're all having a nice break.
Mike, it's a point back to people coming into Melbourne. I mean, we were fortunate enough to be able to come into Joy through lockdown and saw that sort of regeneration.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks coming in the mornings, that car park that I go to has been completely full. And
same.
I've struggled to get a park.
Same.
Is a great sign.
And again, I say to people, you know, about this, if you've always wanted to stay in a nice hotel or an interesting hotel, whatever, the range that there is in Melbourne is huge. So go to, as Sally said, the website. Just go up What's On. City of Melbourne have a website. And, you know, there's some special accommodation offers and such things. But also, if you are bringing your car, if you're staying here for a few days, you probably don't need to. But if you do want to bring your car, most of the city parking stations have websites. And it's actually cheaper to book online than it is to actually rock up.
Oh, top tip from Mac.
And also, you know, the car park that I normally park at, for some reason, after today, for about the next week or so, it wouldn't allow me to book, which says to me that something's happening in Russell Street, probably digging something up or, you know.
Maybe.
So I'm parking slightly further away.
The other good thing as well, Macca, is that you can get seats at restaurants perhaps you couldn't have done a year ago.
Yes.
And if you want to go to any exhibitions or galleries or events, there's not a lot of people there, so you actually get a pretty good quality time trying to see all the things you want to do.
So this could actually be, you know, what's on your bucket list for the City of Melbourne. Well, go on to What's On and tick some of it off. I'll be parochial. Holidays without borders. No need to leave Victoria. Do regional Victoria, but also do Melbourne. The hotels, you know, the art galleries, the museums, the restaurants, the shopping.
And my advice is get in now.
The gardens, yeah.
Before it gets too busy again.
Yeah, get in and do it now.
Michael, what's coming up next?
Okay, so normally now is my op-ed, and I thought about this during the week, and I decided that... there was an op-ed that I did, and it was, when was it, Paul? It was April?
May 2020.
May 2020. So almost a year ago. And it was on Minister Stuart Robert. Otherwise, well, I called him Minister Gigabyte Download.
Just tell us one more time, Macca, why has he got that title?
Look, he had the ability to download more on his internet connection than I thought was possible. And he did so at enormous cost because, you know, he had a rate plan that allowed him some small amount of gigabytes per month, and he managed to exceed that by such an amount that he was getting internet bills of thousands of dollars a month.
We've got no idea what he was downloading.
Well, no, but I hope he enjoyed it. But also, you know, his performance as a minister... really has been pretty appalling. And, you know, he's just been given some extra responsibilities in the reshuffling of the chairs on the Spirit of the cars on the Spirit of Free Enterprise ferry. That was the one they left the doors open, wasn't it?
It was.
And it sunk.
It did sink.
This podcast, it's almost a year old. I think it speaks for itself. it has aged well. So please enjoy it. Give us your feedback. Give us your comments. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. And following this, we're going to have a chat with Paul Zara from the Pinnacle Foundation and also from the Australian Retailers Association. Sit back and enjoy.
Just before we continue with our next scheduled segment, which of course is Macca's Opinion, I would like to just acknowledge that we've had a number of messages from listeners, a number of people who have expressed concern about what's occurring in the US, and a number of people have expressed concern about what's occurring in the retail sector as well. A glimmer of good news is that Russell from Elwood has just become a member yes. of Joy. Welcome, Russell. So, Macca, what's got you excited this week?
Well, Tess, when I was preparing for this last night, I was reading a number of pieces because I wanted to confirm some figures, and I came across a paragraph in an article that I'm going to start off with, and it is just a bit of free advice. If you happen to be an idiot periodically, because you're human, and you are overrun in extraordinary circumstances, then contrition is best. It's best to say, I'm terribly sorry, I was an idiot, and I intend to work day and night to not be an idiot again.
So who said that, Macca?
I think it might have been Samantha Maiden.
Who is?
A journalist. So let me speak today about a minister that, quite frankly, is a dangerous idiot and a fool. A minister who, before he entered Parliament in 2007, studied for and achieved a master's degree in information technology and was chief executive of an IT recruitment company. So you would expect that the said minister would have a better than average understanding of IT and the internet. I don't think that's a really big stretch. Minister Stuart Robert, he had to repay $38,000. Yes, $38,000 for about 3 years of internet data downloads. His data limit was 50 gigabytes a month. That's a pretty reasonable limit three or four years ago, even in these days of home isolation. But Minister Robert used around 300 gigabytes a month, so he had to pay for every gigabyte over his 50 gigabyte allowance. But actually, I'm wrong there. We had to pay for his incredible, ridiculous and excessive downloading. I don't know what he was downloading, but whatever it was, there was a lot of it. He blamed connectivity issues for the amount charged to taxpayers. He didn't say what he used so much data for, one can only imagine, or who he did these downloads through. Now, during his time as Communications Minister in 2014, Malcolm Turnbull famously argued that people who wanted to connect to the NBN should buy a house where it was available. Now, obviously, Stuart Robert didn't get that email. He must have been downloading something else. When he was questioned about his bill, he said, I can confirm that the NBN is now being rolled out in my local area and I'll have a connection appointment booked in. Oh, well, good luck with that, as we know, Tess. But when installed, this will result in an immediate drop in cost to a limit similar to other parliamentarians, which are about $100 and $150 bucks a month, not $1,500 or $2,000 a month. Now, don't forget, Stuart Robert was dumped from Turnbull's ministry in 2016 after a scandal over a private trip to Beijing when he attended an event to celebrate a deal involving an Australian mining company headed by a Liberal Party donor. An investigation by the Secretary of the Prime Minister's Department revealed Mr. Robert had breached the statement of ministerial standards by having shares in a trust linked to the mining company of this donor. Not happy with that. Then, as coronavirus lobbed and the federal government ramped up its response, in particular around income support, we saw Minister Gigabyte Download make a complete and utter fool of himself when he claimed that Centrelink was the victim of a denial of service. The only denial of service has been to the people of Australia by this absolute fool of a minister. Remember, this is a guy who has a master's degree in information technology. Now, while his officials were seeking the facts, unlike Minister Gigabyte Download, he thought it was a good idea to keep talking. He told reporters there'd been a cyber attack on the MyGov website. Probably the Russians. Could have been the Chinese. No. But he fanned the national anxiety that had been spreading since the chaos of the night before, when every level of government was struggling to be clear about whether schools would be operating, precisely which services will be shut down and how we're going to contain the spread of the virus. Now, given that lockdowns have just cost people their jobs, a run on the MyGov website would have been predicted even by, and dare I say, especially by a minister with a master's degree in information technology. But by question time in Parliament on the next day, the Right Honourable Minister Gigabyte Download had a completely different story. There was no cyber attack. Chinese and the Russians are in the clear. The website had just got overwhelmed by the terrified people who government, state and federal had just put out of work to try and save their lives. Minister Gigabyte Download told Alan Jones the next day why you would go on Alan Jones. We actually invited him on Joy, but he didn't come. He said to Alan Jones the next day that on reflection, possibly, and it wasn't entirely clear, but he should have conducted himself differently. He said, I probably should have waited for the investigation before jumping the gun. The hole then got dug deeper when he said, my bad for not realising the sheer scale of the decision on Sunday night that literally saw hundreds and thousands, maybe a million people unemployed. My bad. Really? My bad. He seems to have little grasp on how the systems he administers actually work. How do you impose a lockdown on the Sunday night that puts, as he acknowledged, a million people out of work and then estimate only about 5% of them are going to go onto MyGov to try and get a benefit? Minister Gigabyte Download should sit for a master's degree in the effing obvious. But of course, he could do it remotely. He won't use a lot of downloaders. He'll get credited for every component of that degree. And to finalise, yesterday, this is an MBA. This is even better. We have the unmitigated disaster of RoboDebt, where Minister Gigabyte Download revealed that the government would refund $721 million. I'll say that again, $721 million that was illegally extracted in more than 470,000 cases from 373,000 people. People at the margins of our society, people doing it tough, people with disabilities, people with mental health challenges, unemployed folks, single mums and dads, carers, pensioners, in fact, the very people he as minister is supposed to be looking after and out for. And you know, people have died while they're challenging this robo-debt. People have taken their lives in desperation over robo-debt. Mate, you have blood on your hands. In 2019, there are emails between senior bureaucrats that were released to a Senate inquiry that said that the tax office advised the department the scheme was unlawful. Now, remember, this was a debt collection system based on digital records from the government's own information technology systems. Minister Gigabyte Download said, this is a program that started 5 years ago based on the best information at the time. I've been the responsible minister for 12 months. Well, I don't think you've been a responsible minister. I think you've been an irresponsible minister. But as soon as information came to light to show there was a lack of sufficiency, I moved quickly to pause all debts, and refine the program as you'd expect. I promised I'd come back to the Australian people with updated information, which I'm doing openly and transparently today. A press conference with 15 minutes notice, I might add. I'm confident I have the right numbers and I'm confident I've got the right systems to do the refund. Or perhaps Minister Gigabyte Download will enter all the refund data himself. After all, he does have an MBA in information technology. Now, the government started this program half a decade ago, based on the best information at the time, so he says. We're moving forward with the best information we have, he says. The problem here is that Minister Gigabyte Download is so clearly out of his depth. One wonders why he's not pictured with a life jacket on and a life preserver around his neck. And what needs to happen is that Minister Gigabyte Download, who is a teraflop, he should be downloaded into the rubbish bin. Not reformatted like a dodgy USB, not put into the ministerial recycling bin, put him in the rubbish bin. He is an inept, dangerous, careless fool. And that's what I think.
And that was Macca's opinion. So, Macca, one question to you. Why did you decide to focus on Stuart Roberts this morning?
Because not only, you know, did he rip off... He couldn't get an internet connection that costs less than $3,000 a month for 300 gigabytes. I mean, for God's sake, what are you downloading? Secondly, he was responsible for the meltdown, or not catering for the meltdown, that MyGov encountered when the government instituted that income support program. And for days, he denied there was any problem. Oh, look, you know, he put on social media, look, it's all good, it's all going to be fine. These are people that couldn't access the system, right? And he also, you know, he had actually a really nice Rolex watch from a Chinese businessman. It was probably a fake watch, but who knows. You know, reality is, and then robo-debt. On a Friday night, in PR terms, in journalists, it's called putting out the rubbish. Right? Friday night, 15 minutes notice, minister gigabyte download, calls a press conference just to say, oh, by the way, in nearly 500,000 cases, we've driven people, in some cases, to their death. Right? We've sent them debts that we don't actually know if they owe, and we're going to repay $721 million. Not $7 million, not $21 million, Taz. $721 million. Not only is Minister Gigabyte Download dangerous, he's heartless, he's an idiot, and if this is what we can expect from our federal government, then Minister Gigabyte Download, get in the bin. That's why I featured him.
That was Macca's opinion, and we have had a message from one of our listeners, actually a couple of messages, but 317 does ask, are you waiting for a reply from him now, Macca?
No, he's probably too busy downloading something else to read my emails. And frankly, if he wants to come on, I'll give him the time. No problem. No problem whatsoever. But $721 million the government is giving back. Not repaying, because you know what? It's the community's money. It's not his, it's not the government's, it's people's money, and he extracted it illegally. So, did you enjoy that, Tass?
It's a bit hard not to, Macca. I mean, your language is so colourful and so evocative.
I sanitised it.
Oh, dear me.
Minister Gigabyte Download.
Dear me.
So, look, let's a couple of messages.
Well, Grant says, well done, Macca. Well said.
So here's one here. Enjoy your SatMag editorials and agree with you, Mr. Roberts, but for both yours and Joy's sake, please keep an eye on the reach of the defamation laws. I researched everything I said. It's not meant to be a criticism, but people like Mr. Roberts and their ilk build their new swimming pools with proceeds from defamation actions, and they're wealthy enough to pursue them. Yeah, look, I understand it.
Graham then says, P.S., you don't need to read this out.
Oh.
LOL.
No, I think it's there. So sorry. look, everything, you know, what I expressed was an opinion. The figures and everything that I quoted are facts, are on the public record. Anyone who watched the press conference yesterday, and I was sitting at home and this news alert came up. I'm like, oh. Because there'd been a little bit of discussion about robo-debt, but then all of a sudden, there he was. Minister Gigabyte Download, $721 million. You know, that the government is giving back to people that they extracted it from. Remember, they were told by the tax office.
Think of it as a stimulus payment, Macca.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, a bit hard to stimulate someone.
Well, there you go. So the latest, that was a reprise of a podcast from last year on Stuart Robert MP, Minister Gigabyte Download. He's also the recipient of the latest government program, NobKeeper.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.